AM Denmark, W250CD Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Two military Black Hawk helicopters crashed in a training incident in Trigg County, Kentucky. The governor tweeted in part, please pray for those affected.
Come to me now.
First Lady Dr. Jill Biden attending a prayer vigil in Nashville, honoring the victims killed in the school shooting. Police Chief John Drake.
An extreme tragedy, and this is certainly one. Nashville comes together like no other place to comfort those who have suffered an unspeakable loss.
Authorities are still trying to determine a motive.
Police say Hale's parents were shocked to learn there was a lethal arsenal of 7 guns hidden in her house, including the 3 used in Monday's massacre, telling investigators Hale was under a doctor's care for an emotional disorder. Authorities say they were not aware of Hale's condition before the shooting, noting Hale had no previous criminal record.
ABC's Alex Perez. This is ABC News. Democratic Senator John Fetterman is expected to return to the Senate on April 17th. A source familiar says it will be after the upcoming 2-week recess. The senator, who suffered a stroke during his campaign, checked himself into an inpatient facility more than a month ago, suffering from depression. E-cigarette maker Juul is on trial accused of marketing to children. ABC's Derek Dennis has been following that case.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison making the opening statement himself against Juul Laboratories, saying the e-cigarette maker used slick products, clever ads, and attractive flavors to hook kids on nicotine. But Juul's defense attorney, David Burnick, says it's not that kids were specifically targeted. E-cigs can be addictive to anyone.
It's recognized that there will be youth use because these products are also capable of being abused.
He says it's an unintended consequence of more adults using the products, giving children the same idea. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
David, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the grand goal.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Us Wisconsin.
Then 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We almost talked about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in and fight.
The truth is, I think we all have the strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving the Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on, and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
ABC News and Line employees. Two military Black Hawk helicopters crashed in a training incident in Trigg County, Kentucky. The governor tweeted in part, please pray for those affected.
Warning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you that the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate, Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Sometimes to the mouth. It works without the brain attached. I apologize. You know how that works, Tom.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
On the
Devil's Advocate Radio Show, pretty.
The happier hump day. Anyways, let's just get started. Tom, you know what I promised to you?
What's that?
I will never drink a cup of Union Busted Starbucks Joe. I will never drink that coffee. No, I'm not a coffee guy, so it's not much of a pledge.
Way to go on a ledge, man.
It's like giving up, you know, Rocky Road ice cream for Lent if you hate Rocky Road ice cream. But, Dom, it got contentious on the Hill today. The Schultz guy, the labor-busting CEO of Starbucks, I guess he's what, chairman of the board of Mirabus or something. And Bernie Sanders, my dude, today had a little square off on the Hill. And I believe we've got some of the sound of this. And we've got some coverage of this as well. This is the breaking news time. I find it all over the interwebs. Bernie Sanders played some lumber. Let's see if we can find the sound. Damn, I got yesterday's sound here. Let's start with the Bernie Sanders. If we go to E-Bone, let's go with cut number one. Starbucks violating the labor laws.
These violations include the illegal firing of more than a dozen Starbucks workers for the crime of exercising their right to form a union and collectively bargain for better wages, benefits, and working conditions.
Yeah, but Starbucks doesn't want that. That's bad for their bottom line. Because if you can squeeze the labor, you can squeeze a couple more nickels to the bottom line now.
Well, you don't become a billionaire while squeezing somebody, Kirby. He's very proud of that. Let's hear more from Senator Sanders. They broke the law, cut to this.
Judges have found that Starbucks broke the law 130 times across six states since workers began organizing in the fall of 2021.
You know, one thing I have been encouraged by, sort of post-pandemic or sort of concurrently parallel with the pandemic, the revitalization of the unionization effort, workers taking a little power back, joining together, collectively bargaining. We've been friends, especially with the Teamsters. We've seen some of these service unions try to unionize in Milwaukee. You want to collect coffee, a prime example. And obviously, Starbucks fighting it tooth and nail. But Bernie's always stood with the unions. Talked about it today, cut three.
At a time when 71% of the American people now approve of unions, the highest level since 1965, there has been a major revitalization of the trade union movement in this country.
And one more from Senator Sanders from the hearing today with Starbucks and their board of directors emeritus, Howard Schultz, I believe his name. But here's Bernie, my guy, Bernie Sanders, cut four.
Unless we change the nature of the way our economy works, it is all too likely that our younger generation will have a lower standard of living than their parents.
You know, Dom, when I do drink coffee, I like it like Howard Schultz's heart, black.
With a little whiskey in there, Curdy.
Or some rum. Well, Irish coffee. Bernie Sanders confronts former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz on the company's labor practices. CNN, my source. Senator Bernie Sanders, who has roundly criticized former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz over the company's blatant attempts to shut down its own workers' unionization efforts, finally got to question Schultz during a hearing about before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee today. Over the course of roughly 2 hours, and I think Schultz felt like it was a rough 2 hours, on Wednesday morning, Sanders questioned Schultz, currently Starbucks chairman emeritus, about the company. Those on the left pressed Schultz on the coffee company's labor practices and wondered how the former CEO can claim that the company acted lawfully despite the National Labor Relations Board finding that it did not. It broke the law down. Those on the right, by contrast, Ben Schultz is a successful CEO. He's created hundreds of thousands of jobs. He's a job creator, don't you know, Dom? Some taking the opportunity to defend business leaders in general and skipping the questioning entirely. Who's he to think they're on?
Yeah, right.
Later, one former and one current employee described seeing pro-union colleagues penalized and being punished themselves. Here's a quote. Sanders, my guy, all over the country, workers are struggling. They want to join unions. They want better wages, better working conditions. They want that at Starbucks. I hope that what today has done is to tell Mr. Schultz that the time right now is to do what is legal, to do what is appropriate, to sit down and negotiate a first contract with their workers. Yeah, this one.
Sanders, who accused Schultz of illegal anti-union activities in the past, reiterated on Wednesday that, quote, the fundamental issue we are confronting today is whether we have a system of justice that applies to all, or whether the billionaires and large corporations can break the law with impunity. Sanders mentioned that Starbucks and the union have yet to sign a contract. Quote, what is outrageous to me is not only Starbucks' anti-union activities and their willingness to break the law, it is their calculated and intentional efforts to stall. What Starbucks is doing is not only trying to break unions, but even worse, they're trying to break the spirit of workers who are struggling to improve their lives. And that is unforgivable. Senators are the only ones who want more answers from Starbucks, CNN reports. During the company's annual shareholder meeting last week, investors voted to approve a proposal that would have the board of directors commission and oversee an independent third-party assessment of Starbucks' adherence to its stated commitment to workers' freedom of association and collective bargaining.
Well, you can make a statement. It doesn't mean you've got to live by it, does it? Now it gets in the way of the bottom line, Don.
We're going to form a blue ribbon committee. Companies are not required to adhere to proposals that are approved, but if they ignore them, they risk angry investors. The results of the vote were shared in an SEC filing Wednesday after hearing it wrap. Starbucks said in its filing that it has a previously announced third-party human rights impact assessment already underway, which includes a review of the principles of freedom of association and the right to collectively bargain. I mean, really, are you kidding me? I mean, the NRLB has already said you broke the law. You don't really even need to form a committee or waste your shareholder dollars looking into that. You already did it.
Speaking of all, you waste these shareholder dollars giving yourself plausible deniability down.
Really?
Defendable positions for future civil suits.
Nearly 300 Starbucks stores have voted to unionize and have been certified by the NLRB. It's a relatively small number compared to the roughly 9,300 company-operated Starbucks in the United States, but union organizers are fighting an uphill battle against the company. 300 stores, gotta start somewhere. NLRB Administrative Law Judge Michael Rosas recently said that Starbucks had displayed egregious and widespread misconduct in dealing with employees involved in efforts to unionize Buffalo, New York stores, including the first location to unionize. Starbucks repeatedly sent high-level executives into Buffalo area stores in a relentless effort, the judge wrote, which likely left a lasting impact as to the importance of voting against representation, unquote. As a result, the company must reinstate and make whole a number of workers who were let go from locations in or around Buffalo, the judge said. The judge also said that Schultz, the interim CEO, and another company leader must read the notice to employees or be present at a meeting where the rights are read. Stand up and read it, Schultz. When Sanders asked whether Schultz would read the notice, Schultz said, "No, I am not, because the Starbucks coffee company did not break the law," he said. Schultz said during
the Bernie's got heart condition, or Bernie would have been losing his schnitzel on this guy right about now.
He says Wednesday that Starbucks unequivocally has not broken the law. He referred to the judge's findings as allegations, adding that, quote, "We're confident that those allegations will be proven false." Starbucks said in a statement at the time of Rosas' order that it is considering all options to obtain further legal review, and we believe the decision and the remedies offered are inappropriate given the record in this matter. When Sanders asked Schultz to commit to exchanging proposals with the union within 2 weeks of the hearing, he declined to do so, saying instead, "We will continue to negotiate in good faith." Starbucks argues that it is the union that has dragged its feet to the bargaining table.
Dominic, there's more. It's like getting 100 speeding tickets and claiming innocence. Later in the morning, Senator Christopher Murphy questioned Schultz on his assertion that Starbucks had been acting legally, saying he was attempting to squire Starbucks, and Schultz is claiming it had done nothing wrong, with repeated official findings otherwise. It is akin to someone who has been ticketed for speeding 100 times saying, "I never violated the law," because every single time, the cop got it wrong. You tried it, didn't work the first 99 times, did it? Some senators defended Schultz as a stand-in for business leaders to the general. "Mr. Schultz, I applaud you for your success. I applaud all the CEOs out there for their success," said Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, who a few weeks ago got into a heated exchange with the general president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, Sean O'Brien, during a help hearing. Senator Mitt Romney threw barbs at his fellow committee members. "It's somewhat rich that you being grilled by people who've never had the opportunity to create a single job. I've got binders of women that I've given jobs to, and yet they believe that they know better how to do so." You know, thank God for Republicans standing up for those poor CEOs.
Greg Schultz, according to The Hill, a three-time Starbucks chief executive who abruptly resigned from his post ahead of Wednesday's hearing, denied Starbucks ever broke the law. When asked if he ever coerced or intimidated workers who considered joining a union, Schultz said he, quote, "had conversations that could have been interpreted in a different way than I intended."
You better do it, or I fire you. Come back, or you're fired.
Business.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Finding care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you can share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and it can affect brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies and quiet overnight with a low of 17. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs a little off around 43. Lows around 33. Tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely. Chance for scattered thunderstorms running with highs in the upper 40s. Mixed precipitation possible at times and highs in the upper 30s on Saturday. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Pacific Media, I'm your own just right now. It's 16.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The devil's advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the line at 844-967-2789. Scott Ross going to join us at the bottom of the hour.
Scott Ross? What's his title now? I just called him Angry Twitter.
Angry Twitter?
That could describe Trump, though.
Yeah, right, right.
One more quick thought. I love it when Bernie Sanders comes up in public. Starts calling out big business. When you start putting a squeeze on a worker, that should be bothersome to we the people, the broader electorate, the 99% of us that are billionaires should really be offended by the fact that the billionaires use their wealth to crush these so-called workers, right? They're the job creators. As long as you work for a sufficiently low wage. And if you try to unionize, collectively bargain, they're going to crush you. Now, it's always strange to me. What do I hear all the time? There is no such thing as a free lunch. Republicans always say asinine things like that. And literally, during the pandemic, there were a number of free lunch programs. And here's the crazy thing. Right-wingers, conservatives, air quotes, Republicans, they don't give a damn about the outcomes. Because if they ever look at the policy outcomes, they might be a little more supportive of things like, I don't know, free lunches in the schools. Giving people a little leg up. Giving the worker a chance to earn a little bit more. But let's talk about the...
I mean, food in the belly. You know, when you say free lunch, how about offered lunch? Because, you know, like the free education and everything else, it's all got to be paid for. But the question is the investment worth it? Is there a ROI, a return on investment for you Republicans out there? You know, to put a belly full of food in a kid who doesn't have the power to tell his parents how to live.
You know what, specifically, there is return on that investment. But don't tell the righties. Ben Shapiro specifically tweeted this out. If a child is on the verge of starvation, you must call CPS, not spend hundreds of millions on disproportionately unhealthy lunches, a huge percentage of which are discarded. As it says here, Shapiro was wrong. There's a great deal of evidence that free school lunches reduce student hunger and improve children's health. Conservatives don't necessarily care about good outcomes, though. That's because they don't want good outcomes. They want to police people. The discourse around school lunches is a brutal, disturbing example of the broader carceral logic of right-wing politics. And right now in the state of Wisconsin, we talked about referendums on the ballot. should able-bodied people have to work for their welfare benefits?
As I think that's a very good question.
As is currently the law in the great state of Wisconsin.
Right.
A little bit more from this article. Republicans and those on the right believe that government should not be used to help those in need, but to punish and discipline marginalized people. What Scott Walker always used to say, we celebrate the 4th of July, not April 15th, because we celebrate our freedom from the government. Apparently not tax day. I also hear, you know, welfare is supposed to be a trampoline, not a net. Anyways, I read on. School lunches have been studied extensively, and there's little question that they improve health outcomes for children. And contrary to Shapiro's claim that school lunches are unhealthy, research finds that children who receive free school meals are more likely to receive daily adequate nutrition and more likely to eat fruits and vegetables and drink milk. Shapiro also argues that school lunches are economically inefficient. He believes poor families don't exist. There are no poor people, Dom. They don't live in my neighborhood, I don't see them. And if children are hungry, it's because they're being abused and they should be taken away from their parents. Of course, this is ludicrous. Real hunger and poverty do exist in the U.S. There are families that do not have the money to afford both rent and food. There are families who want to care for their children, but lack for the resources to do so. And the U.S. government estimates that 12.5% of households with children are food insecure. That's like 1 in 8, Dom. Which means that there are times when they do not have enough food to feed everyone in the family. In most cases, adults feed children first. But even given that, in 6.3% of households, children experience food insecurity. A little bit more, and we'll get to the lines. 844-967-2789. School meal programs are also incredibly efficient. One study found that every dollar spent on school meal programs saves $2 and reduces healthcare costs and reduced poverty. And a Swedish study found free school lunch programs resulted in 3% higher lifetime earnings for the children. And presumably that's 3% higher taxes paid by those kids over their lifetime. Starts adding up the real money. Bob ordered a couple of cheese sandwiches and a brown bag, Paul Bryan.
844-967-2789. Let's get some callers in. Jim from Appleton, Wisconsin, Europe. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. I'm sorry I didn't give you much time, but please throw it out there. What do you got for us?
I don't need a lot of time. My first complaint is you guys, they're progressives. They're not conservatives. Or you can call it Ty Abelstadt and call them progressive conservatives. 1849, slavery is legal. You got that right. And women couldn't vote. The only people that could vote were white men. And the only people that did vote were white property owners.
Well, that's what's got to be preserved. Got to go back to the original constraints
in the good old days
of the white man constitution, Jim.
Yeah, that's what the progressives want to say. But
Jim, thanks for listening. I know there was a but I don't have time to hear it because we got a fine guest coming next. It's Scott Ross. One Wisconsin now used to be
formerly
aggressive tweeter, absolutely. Friend of the Devil's Advocates and the Gemini. No doubt, come back. It's always a good conversation. Scott Ross and the Devil's Advocates and you. 844-96-PARTY.
The show. News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News and Lionel Moyes. A candlelight vigil last night in Nashville to remember the victims in the school shooting.
Come to me now.
Sheryl Crow remembering the 3 children and 3 adults murdered in the charter school. Nashville's police chief John Drake thanking his officers
who rushed into that school building without hesitation.
Another local church pastor consoling the city.
But although we don't understand why these things happen. We can get through this together.
Andy Field, ABC News.
A mobile field hospital has been deployed to hard-hit Rolling Fork, Mississippi after deadly storms and tornadoes devastated the area. The University of Mississippi Medical Center is working with state agencies. Two military Black Hawk helicopters crashed in a training incident in Trigg County, Kentucky. An outpouring of support this morning as Pope Francis remains hospitalized in Rome. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio. Refreshed.
For Civic Media commentary, now here's what you need to know. The Republicans in charge of the state budget process for the next several weeks plan to disregard Governor Evers' budget proposal and start from base.
And after this policy will all be removed, which has been already done in the past until then we...
Republican Mark Ford, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, work on the next 2 year spending plan ramps up this week with briefings from state agency leaders. Wisconsin wildlife officials are urging people to get a state trail pass. Anyone 16 and older who's using the state trail needs to show a pass when the warden asks. The Department of Natural Resources says the $25 annual cost helps maintain state trails. In sports, Wisconsin basketball season is over after last night's loss in the NIT semifinals. Tonight, the Bucks are at Indiana. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the Green Bowl.
1993 to 1999, and again in 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Us Wisconsin.
At 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you're age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to think about the toilet for practice.
But on the way, we had a diet cut.
Or if you're 45 and older, don't let butt stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Being on the Civic Media app.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devils. After this radio show, we've got an eagerly anticipated guest host piece. Joining us very, very soon, Scott Ross, aggressive tweeter friend Bars. In the meantime, you can be our guest, 844-967-2789. We're making sure we've got a connection with Mr. Ross. He's been spending time overseas, Tom. You'll be going overseas quite soon after the election, after the important stuff. Tom's going to Italy or something, right, Tom? I'm sorry to say that again. Going to Italy or something? Paisans?
Oh, hang on. Yeah, there we go. All right, we're good. Yes, going to Italy in the middle of the month. I'm looking forward to it. Except if I get a little breakaway. I know Ross is coming, man. I saw him tweeting us out, so I expect he'll be joining us here very shortly. Let me just, while we're waiting for the connection with Scott, I was thinking, as we were talking about Starbucks and the defense of the CEOs, right, and who was it? I think it was Romney who was saying something like, all these people who never created the job, yada, yada, yada. And I think, well, that's BS, number one. You know, I've created a few jobs in my life, I understand. Lots of people have, and some people are good at it, some people are not good at it. But the point being is you don't have to physically do something like that in order to have an opinion as to how it should occur. For instance, and I'm pretty sure that Mr. Romney is not able to bear children. But I'm sure he has a lot of opinions on abortion. You see where I'm going with this? I'm very sure a lot of these war hawks have never spent any time in the battlefield, but yet they're going to be out there and judging whether or not we should send other people's kids to war. So just because someone was not employed in the private sector in a quote-unquote job-creating capacity has absolutely nothing to do with whether or not they can garner the wisdom to form an opinion as to how workers should be treated. Because no matter what, most people have been a worker, Mr. Romney. And just because you're not on the other side of the equation doesn't mean you don't know what it's like. So when you get your uterus, maybe then you will have an opinion that counts on abortion. Just saying.
You're a little feisty.
I just hate that. Like, really, like, you have to literally do this stuff yourself. Have a personal experience with A, B, or C prior to casting any sort of judgment upon it. And there's a reason why we have a National Labor Relationship Board, right? There's a reason for that, because big business has been stepping on workers forever. 844-967-2789.
I'm still not clear that we've sent the accurate email address.
I
think it's his birthday, and there's not 41 days in the month of June. Did you hear me, E-Bone? You sent the wrong email address, so I'll try again.
Okay.
Eventually, Scott Ross.
Okay.
Take another look. He's a Gemini like you and I.
We share, Scott and I and the former guy share a birthday together.
I know you do. That's why.
Oh, this is super cool. And Donald Trump.
And also being a June birthday boy. I knew there were not 41 days in June this year.
No, not 41.
No, still wrong. No. Oh, geez, man.
some troubles here.
We're gonna lose a whole segment to typing in Scott Ross's email. There it is. Send. There we go.
We'll figure it out. Sanders grilling Schultz under oath. And I want to remind people, too, Schultz apparently resigned from his position right before testifying. What is that all about? Oh, we're going to set up some blue ribbon committees to see how we're treating people. You know how you're treating people. And some of the reporting on here, I saw something about the employees wanting to have, you know, some higher wages and the ability to be tipped. You can't tip on the credit card right now at the Starbucks? Is that a corporate thing? Because not a lot of people when you pay with a credit card want to tip with cash. I'm not clear. But we know how Starbucks has been treating their employees. Otherwise, it would not have been, what, rule to have broken labor laws more than 130 times.
Now, you've coffeeed at Starbucks. I feel quite confident.
I still do, yeah. I like a Starbucks coffee every once in a while. Absolutely. I prefer to go to like my local chain and get some coffee there. But I'm down with the Starbucks. And some of those 300 have voted to unionize. Listen, and I'm not a big, you know, never go to that place. You know, the coffee itself is fine. The bean, I'm not a big fan of the bean, but I like the mixes. I like the little fluffy things that they do, the macchiatos and all the true macchiato. You know, whatever. I enjoy the coffee. And those people, they're locals, they're working there, they're just trying to earn a living like everybody else. So I don't want people to say, no, don't go there, but go there and support, especially support the unionized ones. Tell them, hey, we hope you unionized. What can I do to help you? Here's a dollar, since what, your corporation won't let me put a tip on the credit card? As some sort of policy? It just seems a little strange to me. So thank you, Senator Sanders, for standing up once again for working folks. 844-967-2789. Wait for Scott Ross. In the meantime, Robert from West Allis, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey,
I get your point. I think it's really interesting, this job created argument. You know, remember we gave away all those tax cuts and they were supposed to create all these jobs, and where are the jobs, right? Everyone at the time said this wasn't going to happen, and we did not see the jobs out of that massive tax cut, that little hole in the deficit.
And, are you talking about the manufacturers and agribusiness tax credit that was supposed to be $150 million a year and ended up being over $300 million a year? And if my recollection is accurate, Robert, there was no specific job requirement on the tail end of that tax cut.
Yeah, and when I took economics, my understanding was customers, right, requiring a good and service create a job, not the employer. The employer doesn't create anything. There's no demand for that good or service, and there's no reason to have the position. But I think we kind of got it all backwards on how the economy actually works.
Oh. Well, I think we know how it works, Robert, but people like the senator from Utah seem to think they have a better beat on it. Remember, this guy came in and it was creative destruction, Mitt Romney. So thanks for the call, Robert.
Well, here's a creatively destructive friend of ours. He's Scott Ross, fresh from a trip over the pond. Scott, what's your title now? We put you down for aggressive tweeter.
You can call me an aggressive tweeter. You can call me a spokesperson has been. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Or the devil's advocate. I apologize. That's not me, probably. Or Evan, but I'll
definitely be not Dom.
Not Dom in this case. Now, Scott, you must have been watching from afar, but now you're back on the ground in beloved Wisconsin. State Supreme Court race. Who do you like in this one, Scott?
I mean, I like Janet Protasiewicz, saying obviously from like an ideological standpoint. She's a proven, she's got a proven track record of fighting for community safety. She's, a veteran prosecutor, a lifelong advocate for victims of crime. She's got that kind of experience. Dan Kelly, on the other hand, is a crook and an extremist. And I think he doesn't represent the values of the people of Wisconsin. That said, everybody better be doing the work they need to do, because the Republicans intend to close pretty strong in these races, and they definitely shrunk the gap in terms of the money advantage.
And what about his, let's say, resume? I mean, he's an esteemed graduate of the Pat Robertson School of Broadcast, is he not? Renamed Regent University. I know the Protasiewicz caught a little howl from the right because she giggled at both of her opponents, or both of the conservatives, air quotes. Well, they're both esteemed grads from Regent University. Does that not make him entirely unqualified? I mean, sorry, I'm not trying to college shame, but really?
I mean, we're talking about Regent University, Robertson University, not Liberty University, Jerry Falwell University. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, like, I think that they fought for a long time in terms of getting accreditation for the law degree, certainly Liberty they did. Dan Kelly had no resume other than being a politically connected right-wing ideologue, which is why Scott Walker appointed him to the judgeship, and, why he inevitably lost the first and why he will lose the second time.
Well, if you're listening to the Devil's Advocate radio show, that's our pal Scott Ross. He's a tweeter. He's a firebrand. He's got the same birthday as I do, Scott. Great to see you again, man. Also, the state of Wisconsin, I mean, Dan Kelly was involved in what, providing legal advice to the Wisconsin Republican Party and the RNC over the fraudulent criminal, as we would suggest, electors team. And this guy now wants to be put back on to the Supreme Court. Do you think Protasiewicz has been effective in highlighting that particular part? Do you think people care, Scott?
I mean, this is a threat. His actions have been a threat to democracy. I mean, as the January 6th investigation showed, the committee hearing showed, Dan Kelly was extensively involved in conversations about Trump's effort to, subvert democracy, to enact a coup, to, the terrorist insurrection which happened on the state capitol, the national capitol. So I think the chief's done a good job. I think the allies have done a good job. I think this is, any talking about a threat to democracy, I think that's something that can bring Republicans and Democrats together. Now, certainly, there are enough top of steel people on the Republican side, but I think that those voters, in the, you know, I think that some of the voters who broke for Biden, you know, who might have otherwise possibly supported the Republicans, are those kinds of voters that this might target. Because, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, the Republicans are wrong about a lot of things. But like, there are some who believe in fairness, and attacking democracy is unfair in a lot of people's view. But you know, it'll be remaining to be seen. I mean, the threat to democracy is real, and having Dan Kelly not on the court, I think, would be an incredible feather in the cap to democracy here in the state of Wisconsin.
Abortion has been a driving force since the midterm, since the overturning of Roe v. Wade last summer. Dobbs, the decision. Scott, I took encouragement from the earlier primary, the Supreme Court primary, a couple months ago. At least here in certain parts of the state, we saw a record turnout. Dane County, about 36%. Now, that's still anemic in a democracy, but it certainly, to me, indicates that people are aware there is a Supreme Court race. They're aware that abortion is currently illegal in the state. There's really only one avenue seemingly to change that, and that would be a vote for Jim Prosewitz. Now, I know you haven't been on the ground, but you got to know what's going on. Scott, how big a driving factor do you think this decision was, this Dobbs decision, to what's going to happen on the fourth?
Well, I think, yeah, no, for sure. And a lot of times, like, especially on the Democratic side, we see people trying to make A to C arguments, right? Like, trying to bank shot to get to something. This is an A to B argument. If Dan Kelly is on the Supreme Court, we will not be able to overturn the 1849 criminal abortion ban in the state of Wisconsin. If he is on the court, it will not happen. Simple, short, sweet. This guy is in the pocket of the anti-abortion machine. That's why he's got all the money from Uline. That's why he's got all the money from Diane Hendricks. That's why he's had the endorsement of these groups. And that's why we know the way he is going to vote, if given the opportunity to vote, to overturn the 1849 abortion ban. You know, Jan, on the other hand, she can't say what she's going to do, but I think, you know, it seems pretty clear that she is pro-choice, believes in the rights of women to have freedom in their reproductive decisions, and I think that, you know, that's all that I need to know, you know?
Scott Ross, here's what I need to know. We've got a shortage of you, man. Can you stick around for a few more minutes? Help us finish the show.
Go for it.
And would you allow us to indulge a few callers if we did so?
Only if they say nasty things to me.
There is a probability. You know, can't just be the host doing all the nasty talk. We've got Scott Ross for that. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. Your phone calls could be next. State Supreme Court race in the great state of Wisconsin. If it does not go to Prosewitz, if there is not a change in the court, not only will abortion forever, or at least seemingly forever, be banned in the state, there will never be democracy again. Democracy is dead unless you vote for Prosewitz. And come back and listen to more Scott Ross and the Devil's Advocates. And you have phones as well, 844-96-PARTY.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabrielle. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you can share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that the baby can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together, we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe, exciting, and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies and quiet overnight with a low of 17. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, highs a little off around 43. Lows around 33. Tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday with highs in the upper 40s. Mixed precipitation possible at times and highs in the upper 30s on Saturday. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Brown. Right now, it's 16.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Political commentary from the back of the class.
For listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, check us out on the socials on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at Devil's Advocates Radio. You can always hit us up on the line. It's 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we've got a fine guest. He stuck around. We appreciate him doing so. He's an aggressive tweeter with Gemini, our friend Scott Ross. Scott, gotta ask you, off subject. You're a baseball guy, man. Opening day tomorrow, Cubs Brewers. Hope to
see you guys. So I have watched so much baseball with my grandmother. I grew up in Pittsburgh. I was a huge Pirates fan. I used to know every middle name of the 1979 World Champion Pirates. But in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, Pittsburgh went to the playoffs 3 straight years. And after the second year, they lost Bonilla. And then there's talk they might lose like 3 other players the year after. And I made a list, and I said, if they lose 3 of these 6 players, I'm never going to pay to see baseball again. And they lost all 6 within 11 months. So I did not pay to see baseball. I don't know the last time I bought a ticket to see baseball. I have gone to see baseball when other people have paid, but I kept my word at least for 25 years. So I am a big fan. I'm not necessarily a Brewers fan. You know, like I get a lot of grief from Wisconsin fans about teams that I like that they don't like. And we always, you know, it always sort of closes with, you know, me making some crack about the Milwaukee Brewers World Series championship trophy case.
You know, I got help recently because I put something on my Facebook to the effect that Jesus hates the Cubs.
That's fair.
I feel like he does. 844-967-2789. Before we get to the phones, be patient, folks. Scott, I got to ask you. Donald Trump was supposed to get indicted like a week and a half ago, at least according to his own claims.
Yeah.
I'm going to Farouk Assault over here. I want it now, Danny, or let's move on to the real indictments, perhaps the one out of Fulton County or one out of Jack Smith in the special counselor's office. You know, the story was big news like 7-8 years ago. But Scott, this one's not going to move the needle politically, and it's not going to put his ass in jail, to my opinion. So why waste the effort? Your thought.
Well, I think that we have to, you know, people have to be held accountable for the wrongdoing. And I would say, like, you know, when the Obama administration did nothing to investigate the war crimes of George Bush, it cost us 4,160 U.S. lives in Iraq, the war in Iraq. I think that when you don't hold somebody accountable, it just makes the next person do something even worse. And I think we've seen, you know, we've seen the trajectory of criminality because of that. You know, I mean, I just think like actions need to have consequences. And I don't want to see him in jail too. You know, I'm one of those Twitter creeps that every so often just like has to smack his head and say, "What do you have to do to get indicted by Merrick Garland? You know, what do any of these people have? What is the crime? What crimes? You know, because it's incredibly frustrating, and I'm showing that now with my stammering. So I apologize.
That's okay. As far as having accountability, Fox News, at least as it pertains to Dominion, more news continues to come out. They knew what they were saying was bunk. Scott, what do you think will be the end result of this particular case on Fox News and perhaps in journalism as a whole?
Well, okay, a couple of things. One, I would not characterize Fox News as journalism. And I think that the text messages showed that. We know that they're a propaganda outfit, but it was so stark. You know, if I were in the White House, I'd kick them out. I don't think that kind of operation should have access because it's not a news outlet, in my opinion. If it goes to the Supreme Court, Fox is going to get it its way because the Supreme Court is controlled by the Republicans pretty hard right now. All who have been all supportive of the justices that are on the right there, including the three illegitimate justices put there by Trump. But Dominion's case seems pretty darn. I mean, it's pretty hard to look at what they said about the company, how the company had nothing to do with this. That would seem to be, and Dominion, for whatever, I mean, libel is what, actual malice, reckless falsehood or knowing disregard for the truth, I'm missing that. But it seems like they would be guilty of both of those things regarding this.
You know, I'm glad I burned it down over on Fox News so I don't have to go through the quandary of being invited back on a fake news source. 844-967-2789. Patrick from Madison, say hi to our friend, aggressive tweeter Scott Ross.
Hey, Scott. Hey, guys. Good show.
Thank you.
I just got a couple questions here. Well, my boy plays for Stevens Point, my grandson, baseball, so I'm in baseball. But I was up in Wisconsin Rapids in the Point area, and that used to be a big-time Union Blue area. And all I see was this F Biden sign, Kelly, nothing on the other side.
After how recently is that?
Yesterday.
Pretty recent.
Patterson Rapids. And I see nothing, not one sign, nothing. And I know that the paper mills are going out and a lot of stuff like that, but I think some of these people got to get in that area, and that scared me when I seen all this, because they don't have a clue.
Yeah, it is a little scary. Do you appreciate your call, Patrick, and the update from WFHR land. Now, Scott, we are on the radio now in Wisconsin Rapids, and that's only been about a six-month endeavor. We didn't change the electorate yet. That takes time. It's a glacial thing. How concerned are you? I've been very encouraged by the number of young students I've seen at local get out the vote events, Charlie Barron's Monday night, et cetera. But when you get out of state, it's a whole different characteristic. The state of Wisconsin, it's a couple of different states, the rural and the urban. Scott, how worried are you that the rural are going to turn out for Dan Kelly?
Well, the caller brought up some really important things, and that is what kind of communications are happening outside of Madison and Milwaukee, especially when it comes to the Democratic or the progressive side. And, the gerrymandered maps have been incredibly detrimental to, not only electorally, but there's not a presence out there of Democrats being able to respond to what the Republicans are doing in the media. When there's an article, it's just what the Republican has to say. Anytime there's criticism, it seems to be leveled at the boss, and it doesn't reach out there to the local representative. So, in Rapids, that Scott, who the guy that goes to, they would never run for re-election or take per diem or whatever, who's been there a dozen years, he's not being pummeled on a daily basis for the hypocrisies and the crime done by the Republicans done in Madison. It's left for boss to take all that on. And I think that having more media presence, and thank goodness this is happening, I think is going to give, more discussion of the issues, because right now it's just been one-sided in a lot of these places.
Scott Ross, wish we had more of you on the radio, man, able to talk. Stick around, the Hump Day Edition. We've got the Empowered Caregivers at 7 o'clock. We've got David Roots Radio at 6. Keep it locked right here to the Civic Media app. That is how all of the Patriots get Zoom. Thank you, Dan Coffin. Thank you, Scott Ross. Thank you, Don Ebone.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games. 292 tackles. 7 sacks. And a
Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out
under the helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics, start the conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Phil Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of the Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.